Hello, welcome to Podconius. I am your host, Ricardo, and I'm back with another, I guess, adventure in my life. So this podcast is where, you know, I tell you guys about the things I've been doing in the past week. So let's get started. This past week, on Friday, February 20th, I was given the opportunity to go down to Azusa, which is quite a ways away from where I live, to visit my best friend, Ray, who I've been best friends with since first grade. And so I was able to go and be a guest on his radio show, Talk Nerdy to Me. It's a radio show on KAPU Radio, and you can listen to it on KAPU.com or KAPUradio.com every Friday. And it's a show where they talk about nerdy things. Of course, the name, Talk Nerdy to Me. And each week they have a different topic. So this week, so on Friday, the topic was television. And so we were talking about the nerdy television stuff, so like The Walking Dead, or The Flash, or Arrow, or even Supernatural. We were even talking about Supernatural, and we had fun with it, talking about that, and they even set aside some time to interview me and ask me about the things that I do and what I've been working on and all that. So, yeah, and I got about the last third of it, or the last half of it. And I played around with it so you guys don't have to listen to the music break and all that. But yeah, so I have it here. And without any further ado, here it is. I hope you enjoy it. Ray and Tim are awesome guys. Ray I've known for my whole life. And Tim I met there on Friday. And he's a cool guy. I love the way he speaks and just has so much insight in all things nerdy. So yeah, enjoy.
Regarding our culture and certain events that are going on. I mean, at first I would always say, no, it has to be 100% accurate. But as I've thought it over the past couple of years, I'm okay with seeing TV shows, like, taking some liberties and, you know, just trying to speak more so to, like, certain more current events that are going on in our culture and our life right now, rather than try and keep them connected to the past and the way things were. I'm not saying change to everything, just a few things.
Yeah, Rick, I know you have some very strong opinions about a certain amount of shows on air that don't stick close to the source material. Would you care to share them with our audience?
Wait, like which? Like,
we were just having a discussion where you compared Gotham to...
Oh, well, okay. So, but here's my issue with Gotham. It's not about it sticking to the source material. My issue with Gotham is the way that the show is done. And where instead of actually being like a cop show that I thought it would be, it's like trying to just use the Batman villains in it, you know? And then
what do you mean by trying to just use?
Like, like they're there because it's Gotham, you know? It's not... They're not there.
They're not being developed as characters.
Exactly. They're just there because, oh yeah, that's a Batman villain, and we're in Gotham, so they have to be there.
The way that you see it is, instead of being like a cop show, it's more of just like, where's Wally kind of thing. Like, hey, can you find the villain?
Instead, I wonder who this guy is going to grow
exactly
up
to. Yeah, exactly.
Or it's like nothing but an intro. Like, the show is nothing but intros for the villains without actual any
development.
Yeah. I mean, personally, I was hoping for a little bit more on the cop side.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I also am fascinated with what they're doing it and how they're doing it. And I'm kind of okay with it because, I mean, I know a lot of the stories and, like, beginnings for villains and everything. And I just want to see, like, where are they going to go? Are they going to do, pre-done stories? Or are they actually going to maybe try and go their own way and make it their own, like, unique part of the Batman universe beginning part of it? You know, take their own liberties, whatever the risk may be.
Yeah. So, like, it's not really... Like, I don't really have an issue with it, with the source material, because, I mean, they're using the villains from the comics, so, like, that's fine. But yeah, I mean, some shows, I think, taking creative liberty is actually is better at times. But, I mean, if you're changing, like, let's say, changing the Green Arrow from being Oliver Queen to some guy named Oliver Bacon or something, Like, you know, that's where it's bad.
Yeah, I mean, that's when, you know, they've gone way off track.
Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, the rest, like, I think it's fine if, also, as long as it's...
Does the whole fact that they have a different name for Pamela Isley kind of bug you? She's just Ivy something or other.
Ivy Pepper.
Yeah, that kind of bugged me when I first found out. Yeah, I was like, too. That's not right.
Yeah.
See, because the first few episodes of Gotham I felt were quite interesting, but then as the show got on, I felt like it became too much of a dull Monster of the Week show, where it became a museum of Batman villains rather than using the villains as characters with
actual
development.
It feels like the Jim and Oswald show. It's either Jim Gordon or Oswald Cobblepot.
Yeah,
and then like
true.
And
Everybody Hates Barbara.
Everybody Hates Barbara is that Everybody Loves Lucy. I like that. That's clever.
And a lot of the show, like in the beginning when I started watching it, it just felt really awkward to me, like having to see all the actors like kissing distance to speak to each other. Like, it was just very awkward. But
you're a cynic, slovenly, lackadaisical cynic.
Although, okay, the one character I've been enjoying watching the entire show, especially his development, is Harvey Bullock. That actor is doing him so well.
Donald Logue does a great job.
Exactly.
Doesn't he?
Like, regardless of what you think of the show, the way that he's portrayed Harvey and has developed him over the show has been awesome. It's been, like, really powerful with, like, how he went from being nothing but a cynic to being more and more passionate and involved with, you know, becoming, like, a Harvey that I knew from, like, the old Batman cartoons where he was, like, you know, gung-ho to do stuff. I've been enjoying it so much.
I think it's very crucial for the Civil War storyline because Spider-Man's such a big part of it. He's sort of the voice of reason. He's the everyman that everyone enters through. And I just think that Marvel Studios can do a much better job with this character than Sony could, because I felt like Sony was more interested in profits rather than doing the character justice. And we know from Marvel Studios' work that they do their characters justice.
Unlike other movie studios, which just do it for profit, like Fox and
X-Men. And I'm just going to say one thing. I have no worry. Why? Because it's Marvel. And come on, Marvel. Marvel made a raccoon popular and a tree popular.
Yes.
So
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
Yo soy Groot. Je suis Groot.
Yo soy Groot.
So I mean, I don't really see any. I'm not really worried about it. I think it's going to be great. I mean, yes, Andrew Garfield did a good job in being like in the suit. He really had that sarcastic kind of
Spider-Man rest in peace.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I feel bad for him because I know he's a huge Spider-Man fan too himself. So that's sad. But,
yeah.
But I think Marvel's going to do a great job because they've been doing a great job. So I have no worry.
Well, excuse me. I think that answers our question and we might just have enough time for our next quick segment.
Yeah. Our next quick segment, we are going to take a quick music break and we like to call this segment the Daily Bugle.
Yes, we ripped it off. Let's hope we don't get sued by Stan Lee and Marvel for it.
I'm sure we won't. Future dictators of the world and all.
Oh, right. So. And, you know, high chancellors, we have nothing to fear.
First things
You're a jester.
Yeah.
First things first. Last night, Man of Steel director Zack Snyder tweeted the very first image of actor Jason Momoa as Aquaman. The design features a more primal warrior look with blonde streaks, tribal tattoos, and scaled armor. This looks like an Aquaman you don't want to mess with. So I dare you, call him lame one more time.
Aquaman is lame. There, I did it.
Oh, no. Wait. My leg.
Jason Momoa, if you're listening, you're welcome to call in right now.
But I love you.
According to a Warner Brothers press release, Jason Momoa will portray the character in 2018's Aquaman solo film. And this is aside from a possible appearance in 2016's Batman v Superman, Dawn of Justice.
It's all just leading up to, you know, a Justice League movie. We know it.
In other news, The Hollywood Reporter reports that Firefly alum Marina Baccarin has landed the female lead in the film Deadpool. It's anyone's guess as to who she's playing, but I'm 99.9% sure that she will be playing Vanessa Carlyle, a.k.a. Copycat.
Yay!
Baccarin currently stars as Leslie Tompkins on TV's Gotham. The film Deadpool stars Ryan Reynolds in the eponymous role and is scheduled to come out February 2016. And lastly, Variety recently confirmed that District 9 and Elysium director Neil Blomkamp will direct the next film in the Alien franchise. The film will be developed separately, but take place in the same universe as Ridley Scott's Prometheus 2. Ridley Scott will stay on as a producer for the new film. Blomkamp's most recent film, Chappie, starring Hugh Jackman and Charlton Copley, is scheduled to come out this year.
And now, let's take you back to that wonderful time with Breaking Bad. What's the song, Ray?
The song is The Ballad of Heisenberg by Los Cuates de Sinaloa.
My people.
All right, folks, welcome back. That was Los Cuates de Sinaloa with The Ballad of Heisenberg. Comes in a pretty important time, the show Breaking Bad. Serves as a Greek chorus to remind the audience, if they know Spanish, what has just happened in the show.
Although if you watch the show, there's also, they do it in English. There's also subtitles if you watch it on Netflix. It's helpful.
Yeah. So, Tim, our next segment is Crash Course. And from what I understand, you are a pretty big Supernatural fan, eh?
Oh, yes, I am, good sir. So, as well as are a lot of people on this campus.
You've got 2 minutes. Carry on, my wayward son.
Oh, nice. All right, Supernatural. It started back in 2005 on the WB and has since then moved to the CW. It stars very well-known actors Jared Padalecki and Jensen Ackles as the Winchester brothers. The purpose of the show was originally just to research and hunt like normal supernatural beings, like urban legends and like ghosts.
Your time is up, Tim.
How'd I do?
I think you did pretty well.
First of many.
We'll be switching off each week.
Yep.
Now, moving on to more pressing things. We got a nerd conversion story coming up right now. And, Ricardo, tell us... tell us how you came to the nerd light.
Oh, that was cheesy.
Well, this might sound cheesy too, because...
Oh, no, dude, if your story is cheesy...
I guess the way it all started was I was born. Because all my life, I grew up...
nerd from birth.
That's
how we like it.
Because we had the original Star Wars trilogy on VHS. So I grew up watching that. And so I've always been interested in all this stuff, And growing up, I also watched, of course, Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, Justice League Unlimited, Batman Beyond. So I grew up always attached to those things. And, of course, also the Marvel Animated Series also. So, I've always been a nerd. So I don't really have a conversion story, but, I mean...
Well, when we say conversion story, we mean, like... When you were able to consciously think and recognize, yourself as yourself as you knew it, what was that one moment that you realized, I consider myself a nerd? Was it like just a moment that happened, or was there an event?
I don't know if you always consider yourself a nerd. Exactly. I remember when we were little, I'm pretty sure you were already a nerd at that time, but you would call me a nerd for liking Gundam and knowing all of the Gundam model specs.
Because I would watch like Gundam Wing, but I wasn't really into it. So, because I also grew up watching some anime. I grew up with DBZ and stuff. So, I'd say, I really don't know. I know probably like elementary is probably when I actually realized that I am a nerd. But
in first grade we would play Lord of the Rings.
That's the thing.
We would play Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah. And then, also, I grew up with the Sega Genesis, so it's like, Sonic the Hedgehog, and just shoot. So it's like, I don't know. I guess that's why I say always. So it's like, I never called myself a nerd, but I'm saying I was like an actual nerd, even without acknowledging what a nerd is, I guess.
Yeah, so you're a thoroughbred.
I'm a purebred.
I like that.
I'm a pureblood.
Also, this just means that you and Ray's nerd conversion stories are kind of intertwined with each other, which is a good place to be.
That's
sometimes.
Cool.
It's better to share a conversion story to some degree than Ray's be all alone.
Yeah.
And dude, you're not the only one who grew up with Sega Genesis.
Oh, yes, dude.
Right there with you. All right. Really good to know that and get to know you a little bit more. We have some questions for you.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry. The first one should be pretty easy. I'm sure you've thought about this about a billion times.
What is your name?
Question number one. What superpower would you have?
Ooh. Okay. So Superman is my favorite superhero, you would think it's like just it's Superman, but it's for other reasons. But One power that I've always thought was more fun to have than flight was to like just instantly like teleport somewhere or something. So maybe like kind of like a Nightcrawler type thing or
Bam.
Deadpool. It's just
full on teleportation. It's like that's the one thing I always wish I could have. It's just like boop, teleport.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Like I would think there would be a limit.
Yourself into a concert before they catch you,
or you know,
teleport yourself to Hall H at Comic Con.
That's why, like, my idea of like a teleportation power would be like limited. So,
oh, okay.
So you know, if
it's like you have to see it in order to go there, kind of like Nightcrawler.
Maybe, or also just like if you can feel a person's presence there, you go there. So if there's like a vault in a bank and there's no one in there, you can't go there.
See,
accountability.
Exactly.
I would kind of want to rip off the teleportation thing from like the movie Jumper, where if you see like a picture of something, you can go there. Like, take a picture of the bank. I just pop inside and make myself at home.
Oh, look, there's Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh no, he
I'm
hurt
dead
me.
Now.
Okay.
I don't want him to recite Ezekiel 25:17 over my dead body.
Kristen Stewart's my sister.
All right, next question.
So, Rick.
Mm.
I understand you were also on a very famous web series
made
by Freddie Wong, Video Game High School.
Which you can watch on Netflix.
Yeah, which you can watch on Netflix. Can you tell us about your experiences on VGHS?
It was my first time being on a set of anything, and it was an experience that I've never experienced before because, I mean, I sort of had, like, here and there, because there have been, you know, shows that delved into, like, how studio stuff's done. But being on a set, it was different because I was there and I had to deal with, you know, super long takes and having to redo takes and being sweaty under hot light. Like, it was interesting because with VGHS, it was... It's a show that is really, I guess, relatable because it's about video games and going to school to play video games professionally. And
which I'm sure we all would like to do.
I know.
Oh,
so
I'd be the top of the class.
Yeah, so it is really interesting. So walking around on set, I would see, you know, like there's a bookshelf with a bunch of NES games. I'd be like, yes.
Oh, that's...
Yeah.
Oh, it's still my beating heart.
Now, like in the study hall, there would be like strategy guides as textbooks just there.
For your homework, you were to read section 1-3 of the strategy guide for Street Fighter 2.
You must remember the combo for Blanca making pound cake.
Oh my god, I'm actually crying because I wish this was my life.
Yeah, and the show, I thought it was fun to meet like Freddie Wong, Jimmy Wong, Harley Morenstein was there from Epic Mealtime, but I didn't get to meet him, but I saw him. He got carried out, and because once he got carried out by paramedics and stuff. So, but yeah, it was really cool to be there, and I know in like the first episode of season 2, like you could see me, but I mean that's for you to watch. So.
And we have a last question for you. You are also an animator.
Ooh, yes.
How has studying as well as making animation been for you?
It's been great. I mean, I didn't really go to school for animation. I've gone to school for like graphic design, which has helped with animation and dealing with like with various color schemes and stuff like that and just designing in general. It's been really fun. It's a lot of work, especially doing it by myself. Like, I have to do everything myself, and, like, the animation, the sound, and everything. So that's tough, but it's been going great because I've recently gotten an opportunity to pitch a cartoon idea to Fred Raider Studios. So that's exciting.
Some really good stuff there.
Yeah, some good stuff.
All right, I hope you enjoyed that. Yeah, it was a really cool experience being able to go and be a part of such a really cool radio show. And, you know, we all three of us were able to kind of hang out a bit and talk a bit beforehand and after the show. And afterwards, then I went over to Ray's house, hung out for the rest of the day until I came home. So I really hope you enjoyed that. Again, If you want to continue, you know, listening into the Podconius podcast, you could do so by going to my website, which is ricardoantonioart.wordpress.com. And if you want to listen to future Talk Nerd to Me episodes, you can do so by going to kapuradio.com on Fridays at 2 p.m. And be sure to listen to that. They're really great guys. I love Ray so much. You know, we've been friends for my whole life, pretty much, since first grade. And I'm 20 now. So, you know, that's a lot of years. So be sure to go and do those things. And you can follow me on Twitter at Rico Antonio Art. You can go to my Facebook, which is, of course, you know, facebook.com/Ricardo Antonio Art. And you can follow me on Instagram at Ricardo Antonio Art. And I know it's getting a bit redundant, but you can go to raconius.tumblr.com to follow me on Tumblr there. And again, my website is ricardoantonioart.wordpress.com. And you can go there, check out my blog posts, including this podcast, and even download old episodes. See, because after a while, I'll be deleting episodes, so you'll have to go there if you want to download and listen to them, older episodes. So thank you so much for listening in, and until next time, stay cool. Keep the coolness cool.